it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mooter Museum has a new exhibit exploring the history that connects medicine to marketing and technology. KYW Sheridan Howard got a closer look.
You've heard of the concept of creating a problem to solve a problem, right? Well, now the Mooter Museum and College of Physicians has a new exhibit giving visitors a closer look at where marketing meets medicine.
We're opening a new exhibition, Marketing Medicine, The Art of Selling a Cure.
And Aaron McCleary with the Mooter explains they're dissecting the history behind how marketing teams targeted consumers and doctors to make a quick buck.
Is drawing from our really spectacular collection of medical advertising that stems from, you know, the late 1880s to about 1940s.
The exhibit shows the evolution of those ads to what we see now today on TikTok and Instagram.
An ad that you get on social media marketing you some peptides or some other lotion or potion.
And looking at the psychology of how it's all done.
Targeting people's insecurities or their wishes about their body or their health.
Marketing Medicine and the Art of Selling the Cure is on view now. Sharity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.